All right, welcome to the Fast Break Breakfast NBA playoff preview. We don't have a sponsor yet. Shoney's Breakfast Buffet, perhaps?
I one time when I was a kid got spanked publicly in Shoney's because my dad let me go to the buffet by myself and I filled a whole plate with the entire dish of bacon.
You got spanked for that. I love it. I love the things.
Beat my ass at Shoney's.
I don't curse.
Right.
My parents told me not to, and I was like, fine. Some of it might have been, I don't know how old I was, when, let's say 4, 5, I was making up a song to myself and just tried to come up with a word that rhymed with glass. And I said ass.
That's a mule.
And I'd never heard that word before in my life. Like, because my parents, they don't curse.
Right.
So I said that, and I got spanked. Just a total ignorant.
What were your parents' spanking techniques?
My mom used a flip-flop and could bend it around a corner like David Beckham and hit you blind while you were running away from her. There was 5 of us when we were kids, and we would all get in trouble together, and she would show up. And we would all split in 5 different directions.
That's genius.
And then it was just whoever was in close enough range.
Were you the slowest?
No, I was. Well, yeah, I was for a while because I wore braces, leg orthopedic
braces. Oh, Jesus, you took this in a drive. Yeah. Now I feel scolded.
So I was. I didn't know how braces would slow you down. Yeah, and then you went like, oh,
yeah,
leg braces.
Run,
Forrest.
Yeah, so I got caught a lot. But eventually we bought her sneakers so that she would stop throwing her sandals at us, and then she could just catch us.
God, your movie's like the sand. Your life's like the Sandlot.
It's like Radio Flyer.
You were Ham from Sandlot.
My girl.
Yeah.
So deathly afraid of bees after that.
That's right. Hey, kids, watch this movie where the girl dies.
Did your parents have an implement of destruction?
There was no implement. It was mainly the
hand?
The firm, open palm. It was nothing abusive. I remember being scared. Maybe there was a belt involved.
Whew, yeah.
But it wasn't like a belt with anything on it. It was just...
The belt, to me, was a lot better than the hand. My dad's hands were like concrete slabs. Like, I would freely want the belt over the hand. Because the hand, I don't know what, was it force equals mass times acceleration? The hand is just wider than the belt, maybe?
Oh, that's way...
Oh, sorry.
We're talking bad. I mean,
I'm like the John Hollinger of getting your ass beat by your parents.
speaking of getting spanked, let's talk about some NBA playoff matchups.
You want to start with the East or the West?
Let's try to punch out the East.
This series should be brisk.
Atlanta versus Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, yeah.
So this will be a spanking.
I believe so.
The Hawks have been bad?
Yes, I would say bad.
But it doesn't matter, right?
The members of the call train, the Hawks fan club, are bristling at the notion that they are no longer one of the top teams. But that seems to be what's actually played out.
I mean, what kind of I haven't really followed. What kind of slump did they go into going into the playoffs?
They've played like 500 ball over the last mini games.
And a lot of it is the Paul Millsap injury seems to be sapping them. They're being Millsap.
Well, there's a sap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there you go.
He's got some sort of shoulder.
Sap is born every minute.
Yeah, he's got some sort of shoulder.
Got him
injury.
In a sticky situation.
I would say the Nets are the least of all teams in the playoffs.
They are the least of all teams. They're still one of the Nets intrigue me because I have a unhealthy addiction to the NBA.
Yes, and you're just a bro-lo
just
guy.
Just how they keep like for a while there, it was Mason Plumlee and Jarrett Jack just balling. And like kind of keeping them afloat. And then they passed the baton to Deron Williams and Brooke Lopez, who just did it like it's 2009 and started playing great. And then like Thad Young's been playing well. So I think they're intriguing, but I do think that'll be the quickest of the series. I'm going to say the Hawks kind of find their sea legs, get back where they need to go. Cautrain. I'm going to give the Nets a weird win in Phillips Arena. Maybe a game 2 Nets win, and then the Hawks take care of business both games in the Barclays Center, where it is quiet as 18,000 people check their iPhones during the basketball game.
This Brolo Renaissance is about to run into Al Horford, and I think that really hurts the Nets because Al Horford's a great defensive player. And I mean, when it comes to guard play, I can't believe I'm saying this, but Jeff Teague is like light years better than Deron Williams.
And I mean, he should be able to get wherever he wants to go. Right. Teague should go wherever he wants the whole time. So I'm saying what? I'm saying Hawks in five, John.
I'll say Hawks in six.
Oh, two games. Chuck, you got one?
Hawks in six.
So you guys both think the Nets are going to... I think it's going to be more of a spanking. Do you think the Nets are going to give them a little trouble?
I think... Go ahead. You know, what I've seen over the years, especially with, and it's a different team, of course, but you use that first, playoff matchup as kind of a workout to get your playoff legs under you. And the Heat dropped games to Philadelphia and the New York Knicks and all of these teams in the first round of the playoffs. And I think the Hawks aren't the Heat. So I can see them losing too.
That's good. All right. Let's go to...
Stay in the East or you want to bounce over?
I want to jump to the Toronto...
Wizards,
the 4-5. I am actually really sad that these teams ended up playing each other.
Battle of the clogged toilet offenses.
Because these teams are currently... like the 19th and 22nd best teams in the NBA, or maybe lower. Like they're probably bottom 10. There's several teams that went home that I would take in a series over the Raptors and the Wizards. And I am sad that one of them is going to make it to the Eastern Conference semifinals.
The Hawks really do have a nice road here because
beautiful road.
I think if Millsap gets healthy, then they'll really steamroll whichever team comes out of here, because you can say a lot of things about the Brooklyn Nets, but their coaches are better than Dwayne Casey and Randy Whitman.
Toronto's insistence on running just ISO hero ball the entire season, it just kills you.
And it really kills you in the playoffs.
And their front office stood pat at the trade deadline. They're like, this is fine. This is our team. Both these teams spectacularly went out of their way to hit their under,
yes.
Despite incredible starts. Like, they were both, like, mid-50s pace wins.
I stopped checking them because I thought it was pretty much toast. Like, that they're going to get their over. But no.
Depending where you got it, when we did ours, the Toronto over-under was 49.5, and they went under. Cost me. But otherwise, it was 48.5. But still, the Raptors kill me. There was a time when I thought John Wall was kind of playing his way onto maybe, like, an all-NBA team, and he still might make a third team, but it's been so disappointing watching that whole team just kind of just tighten up and shrivel away. Like, their offense is so bad. Oh, I'm frustrated thinking about the Wizards and what maybe could have been.
I think the Wizards will win this series, though. I think this is our first upset that we've gotten to, and it's only a 5-4, so I know I'm not stepping out on a limb. One thing I really like is I think Nene is a good playoff player. This is a guy who ate up, Joakim Noah last year, who was an all defense team player.
His first team all NBA last year, I think.
And I do,
Joakim.
And I do think that Bradley Beal being healthy is a big deal for Washington. And I don't like the way that Toronto's defense matches up against a team that has some shooting. If they can play that ISO ball, that fits their style, but they're not going to be able to do that.
I mean, if Kyle Lowry is healthy, but then you still have a John Wall to guard him, and John Wall is a great defender. And
Kyle Lowry is going to be exhausted from guarding,
and he has not looked right. And Lou Williams is just going to be chucking, and you can deal with that. It's no,
he's the captain now.
So what do you think? What do you think the Wizards are going to win in? Is this going to be a Whitman saving victory?
I like Wizards in six as well here. I think we see this is Dwayne Casey. This is Casey's last stand, and he's about to get scalped by Randy Whitman, of all people.
Chuck, how are you leaning?
I think the two teams are both flawed, but I haven't watched them play against each other enough to see who's probably the favorite. My gut tells me you go in a series with the team with the best player, and I think the best player on the court is John Wall, so I'm going to go with the Wizards.
Lowry's banged up.
Wizards in six or seven.
I literally can't. To me, I have no concepts what's going to happen in these games. Like, I feel like I watch so much NBA basketball, and the Raptors all year have been one of my go-to teams that I watched almost every one of their games this year.
It's the immovable force versus the immovable
force. I have no concept what's going to happen, so my prediction means nothing. I'm going to go Raptors in seven just based on the 100,000 Canadians who are going to cram that plaza outside their arena and be going crazy. And their spirit is going to lift them. But I could see anything. These teams are awful.
The Raptors front court is the problem here for me.
I just get them the ball. Give them a chance.
I think they're going to get eaten alive.
They are limited. I mean, Gortat will probably have his way.
I mean, Gortat and Nene are going to eat those boys alive. Jonas and Amir Johnson, that's not a recipe for playoff success. Yeah, I think we're going to see double-doubles from Gortat and Nene every game.
All right, let's jump to then the 2-7, Cleveland-Boston. This is an exciting series. A lot of people are excited about how the Celtics are playing, the starless Celtics.
Brad Stevens coming out party. I think this will go at least 6 or 7, and I would not be like shocked if somehow the Celtics won this series. That's my most insane proclamation.
Oh, you're a ridiculous person. The Cavs are going to win in 4 or 5.
That's I think
you lean Chuck's way.
I lean Chuck's way. I think it's cute.
I want this to happen. Think
maybe it's a little bit of wishful thinking.
Yeah. I'm aligning myself. I'm hearing a lot of people talking about how I think Brad Stevens is a great coach, and I'm seeing it. I feel like his out of timeout plays seem amazing.
They score every time.
The performances he's getting from his players, the way he's integrated the roster that he has and is making winning plays. And it's anytime there's a close game, you feel like he's going to get them to the right things. Evan Turner has a knack for clutch shots, all his flaws included. And then
he's capable of the worst triple doubles you'll ever see.
Right. Bob Sura style.
Yeah.
So there's
a lot of X-factors here. Marcus Smart on LeBron is going to be really fun to watch.
All that being said, I think it's exciting. It's a great story. They made the playoffs. I think if they don't win, I think it's a Cavs sweep. I think Cavs are showing up and boom.
Here's my big, caveat with it all. Where the X factor with this comes into play. You have a untested superstar, two untested superstars in Love and Irving, and they can kind of, they don't play any defense to bother Love, but on the perimeter, especially with the guard play, they can make Kyrie a little bit nervous with that length and Smart and Avery Bradley playing.
They have defensive stoppers in Boston.
And they have enough scoring, I think, to kind of beat up that Cavs defense, which is better than most people have given them credit for. But if Kyrie and Love turn out to be whatever, who's the players that end up crapping the bed in the playoff? Sean Kemp or if these guys where you think that they have a potential, but they just don't have what it takes to make it all the way. And I think that could be the thing that makes the Cavs disappear. It's just that those guys turn out to be bums.
Thoroughly untested.
Right.
That's exciting. All right. The Bulls.
I'm not ready to leave it behind yet.
What?
In the last 40 days, these have been the two best teams in the Eastern Conference. And I don't know why the Cavs went out of their way to play the Celtics, which they clearly did when they rested players and when they didn't. They went out of their way to face the Celtics. That's going to piss off Isaiah Thomas. That's going to piss off Brad Stevens. I'm going to say Cavs in seven. But I think the Celtics,
I like it. You could be right.
I think the Celtics are of the Eastern teams. I think they're the best shot. They and the Bucks, who could slow down a game incredibly, or the Bulls, who can slow down an incredible.
I am so down on all these Eastern Conference teams, which I do agree.
The Celtics,
are playing great.
They were the best team in the East the last month or so.
They've got it together.
I will sacrifice a goat,
Chuck. We are watching every game of the series.
Oh yeah,
together.
We will for sure.
You will have to cancel dates.
I know.
Or I will have the third wheel.
You'll be my date.
This is why I'm sad that the Raptors and Wizards are playing each other, because they are the two worst teams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's really a great lineup for the Hawks. And actually, the Cavs are going to have a difficult journey. Every other podcast and everyone else that I read keeps saying, oh, man, everything lined up just perfectly for the Cavs. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, as far as the East could go.
Or Washington. Whereas the Cavs get Boston, a very tough Boston team, and then the two best defensive teams in the East. Please start watching basketball pundits.
They just don't pay attention to Eastern. That is
a fair request. Mm-hmm. Bulls, Bucks.
Bucks and six.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Bucks and six.
I think the Bucks can win this series too. I really do. They are terrible at offense.
But they are just as the good Bulls, at defense.
The
as
Bulls, you have no idea what you're going to get. I like Ersan Ilyasova is showing up. We're getting some signs of life from Ersan Ilyasova. That team is, they play as a team. They're coming together. Like their MCW is fitting in.
Yeah.
The Bulls have all the talent.
If, it comes down to who Tibbs plays.
If Derrick Rose is just jacking up pull-up threes the whole game,
that's the expectation. Bucks for time. Me because Derrick Rose stifles their offense. The best the Bulls were playing all year was when Nikola Mirotic was getting big-time minutes. Mirotic is back to 15, 20 minutes a game, sometimes as few as 9.
They don't know what to do with their guys. Snell really plays sometimes. Kirk Heinrich, to the abject horror of all Bulls fans, gets back in the rotation.
I mean, I know that Coach of the Year, you know, is a free throw for Steve Kerr this year, but Jason Kidd was in the conversation.
Jason Kidd, I saw this stat. I don't have the exact number to look up. Jason Kidd's entire career, it's something like he improves teams by 20 wins. He was drafted to the Mavs. They improved a massive amount. He was traded to the Suns midseason. They were 0-9 or 0-13 at that point. They ended up making the playoffs, went 42 and something. Then the following season, they won like 58 games, improved another 18 games. He gets traded to the Nets. They all of a sudden turn around. They go from 30 wins to 50 wins, and they make the finals. Then he ends up on the Mavs. Chuck, finals.
When I say Jason Kidd, what do you think about him as a player that makes what's the defining characteristic?
What I think about with him, one of the things that stood out is the fact that he grew a jump shot over time, and then kind of that was one of them.
And he was like a general,
but
out there.
he was basic. Yeah, he was a professional who ran the team.
He was unbelievable.
Okay, now,
you could put him on any team.
Now, when I talk about Derek Fisher as a player, what do you think?
He was a cheerleader.
Yeah, he hit that one shot and had a kid born with one eye and had to retire for a second.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I remember. Well, why did Derek Fisher get a job?
I got to bring her daughter in there.
Jason Kidd totally makes sense as someone you're like, of course he'd be a good coach.
Right.
One of the greatest.
Well, and then he ends up on the Knicks. That's the one year he's on the Knicks is the one year they made the playoffs. They won 50 games.
Yeah, yeah.
He leaves are terrible. Takes the Nets. Same thing, playoffs. Now the Bucks went from the worst record in the NBA to winning, 41, 42 games?
Yeah.
They went 41-41.
This series is going to be a grind.
I agree. Going to be a grind. I still, unfortunately, don't think the Bucks have the firepower, and I actually think the Bulls are going to win in six.
I'm taking the Bulls in seven.
But I'm going to be pulling hard.
No, I'm just
for the Milwaukee Bucks.
This is a really good matchup, and I think it's going to be a lot of like 86-91 kind of contests. Not really high scoring, and it's going to be interesting.
I'm hoping for a Giannis Antetokounmpo coming out party.
Yeah, breakout. I would think that would be something.
That would be great. I think that is optimistic. We've seen he's had great moments, great flashes in some handful of games that have been really good, but he also has plenty of just duds. So
I mean, he's gotten a couple of coach's decisions did not play.
Right. Oh, and that was a...
Which is very frightening.
I wonder if there's
a rift?
A story behind that. Maybe another episode.
I'd like to hear that story.
Do we want to...
Chuck, keep your ears open.
Do you want me to make an impromptu conspiracy? Okay. Those are never good.
All right, let's jump to the Western Conference.
Golden State Warriors versus the heroic New Orleans Pelicans.
I think New Orleans gets a game.
I think that's all they will get as well.
I'm going to go no games.
You're going sweep?
Sweep it.
I think we're going to have a sweep. I mean, I'm excited for the Pelicans. Yeah. And again, they played so well in that Spurs game, and they've played so well coming down the stretch. I just don't – it's all about – I mean, if Drew Holiday can get more minutes, if Ryan Anderson can hit some shots, yes, they're actually a good team.
I'm going to tell you, every one of these games ends with Tyreke Evans just chucking. Driving and chucking.
Tyreke Evans, less than 24 hours ago, was incredible and helped will his team into the playoffs with just fantastic play. You're already just dropping him down in the ninth ward.
That's the exception that proves the rule because he's a tough player to watch. He's still their like go-to guy in clutch situations, which is very strange.
It is strange, but honestly, what else is there? I tell you,
Anthony Davis.
No, that is true. And the one thing frustrating. I was watching this game, and as a Grizzlies fan, I wanted the Spurs to lose.
Yes.
I was getting frustrated with Eric Gordon. They throw the post pass to Anthony Davis, and then he kicks it back out. Throw it back in.
Yes.
You give it you repost. You have the best player.
This is a terrible matchup for Anthony Davis, though. Bogut and Draymond Green are both like defensive player of the year nominees. This is just, I mean, I'm glad the Pelicans are here, and the Pelicans, if they had drawn, you know, almost any other team, might have made won a couple of games, but I think, yeah, you're probably right. This might be a sweep. I'm saying they get one, but now that I think about it, I saw them play their best game, and it took like some blown calls on a Steph Curry missed three, you know, non-foul call for them to get that. So really, yeah, I think you're right. I think sweep is the call.
All right, let's go to the 2-7. I think this is an interesting matchup.
Houston, Dallas. These teams play well against each other.
One, it's amazing to me that the Rockets ended up winning the division.
Yes.
Despite all they went through this year, losing players in and out, I'm like one of the biggest Dwight Howard haters, so I don't feel like him being out that much was a huge blow to them. But losing donuts down the stretch, Terrence Jones only playing a few games this season.
Pat Beverly
being out, although they say he might come back. Mm-hmm. He might come back to take someone's knee out just in time for the playoffs.
Good.
Get him on that timeout play, man.
What do you guys think about this series?
This is the toughest one to call.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, there's not going to be a lot of defense being played. I don't know if anyone's been watching the Mavericks, but these games have been track meets. I think Parsons coming back is enormous for the Mavs.
Oh, absolutely.
The revenge series for that. That's huge for them, I think.
I'm going to take the Rockets in 7, but I have no idea.
The Rockets are like, to me, they're almost like a Jason Voorhees. Or like, you can't kill them. They keep winning games no matter who plays. As long as James Harden is out there, they keep just winning games. So I'm intrigued by the matchup. I feel like this was a great, on the flip side for the Mavs fans and the Mavs team, I think this is one of the best case scenario matchups.
They play really well against the Texas teams.
And I love Rick Carlisle.
That's a huge mismatch for Kevin McHale, too.
I think he will get his team in the right spots. Rondo has been looking better in some games. I've seen like I feel like maybe they're finally adjusting to how to make a Rondo Monte Ellis work.
Well, Rondo had to adjust his life, really. He had to figure himself out. He's now, instead of just getting angry at movies, he's walking out if they have plot holes. So that's... I read that.
I don't know anything about this film.
Yeah. Well, he apparently was quoted as saying, if he's watching a movie in the theater.
Do we know which movie it was? Divergent 2?
Yeah. The Equalizer.
That son of a bitch. That movie is flawless.
Denzel Washington. He said he walked out, man. He said he doesn't understand how he got the cop's number when he was referencing a scene. It was just too much. And he just walked it.
Between this and his out. Connect 4 obsession, I think Rajon Rondo qualifies as the least interesting man in the world. Uh-huh. I know we want to talk about basketball, but you mentioned the Equalizer. I must tell people why the Equalizer is amazing. He kills everyone in the movie in the rain.
Yeah.
And then when he has forced to kill someone in a Home Depot type scenario, he inexplicably and for no other reason sets off the sprinklers so that he kills the last guy in the rain, indoors. And then you think the movie is over, but no, he goes to get the mob boss in Russia, kills him in his shower. Everyone dies in the rain.
What does that mean, film student John?
It talks of water.
Wonderful film.
Water. I think there's a theme of water.
Water can be death or rebirth.
Mm-hmm. It's all the same thing.
All right, kind of so what did you... Chuck, did you say who you thought was going to win the series?
I think it's going to be the Rockets, 7-6. I like Dallas. I just don't think. I think they're going to be outscored. I just think you have the best pure scorer right now in the league in Harden, and you're not going to get the rest of. I think they can scrounge up enough defense with Josh Smith and Dwight Howard to kind of give Dallas a run. So I'm looking at Rockets.
I'm really excited. This is one of the series that I'm really interested in watching, but I just think it's going to be very entertaining. But I will take the Rockets in 6. I think they're going to advance.
Toughest series to call in my book.
All right, so let's go to 3-6, the marquee matchup, the marquee of the whole first round.
Clippers.
The Clippers, who went on a late season tear, got their whole game together. J.J. Redick's been playing amazing. Chris Paul is an MVP candidate, even though he's not really in the actual discussion because it's already been christened to Curry stupid, and Harden. So they end up in the 3 seed, end up with the Spurs, who 3 weeks ago were in the 7 seed, won 11 straight games, then lost their final game of the season, and only made it to 6. So Clippers, Spurs, everyone thinks the Spurs are going to win, except for Clippers fans. Is everyone wrong?
I talked about earlier playoff rotations, and that's the biggest argument for the Clippers because they have one of the biggest jumps, one of the biggest leaps as far as quality, because they have the worst bench in the league.
Terrible bench.
But like we've talked about, that means increased wear and tear. And here's the biggest problem the Clippers are going to have. If Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan are going to take over a game, does that mean that Chris Paul is acquiescing to them? Or does that mean that he's enabling them and activating them? But if they're taking over a game, that means that the outside shooting isn't there. And so really this game to me is going to come down to Jamal Crawford.
For me, I think you're close there. I think it's definitely a Jamal Crawford. It's definitely a Matt Barnes. I think if J.J. Redick keeps up what he's been doing,
I think he will,
over the last month, which has been playing just really fantastic basketball, they're in a really good spot to play well. But again, it's sad that they drew the Spurs. Personally, I don't think they can beat them at all.
I do not either.
Their bench is so bad. The Clippers starters have played more minutes than any other five-man lineup in the NBA by a ton this year.
Yes.
And it is good that the playoffs, those rotations are shortened. We will see less of Big Baby, less of Turkoglu, less of Austin Rivers. But it's just unfortunate for them. For a spectacular NBA player, he's had a disappointing season. He's fallen in love with the jump shot.
His metamorphosis has been bizarre, and it's actually worsened him as a player.
He's become it like a bad Karl Malone.
Yeah, he's like injured.
He just doesn't want to get hurt, which I understand that. He gets creamed all the time. Although, if he didn't throw himself at people and launch himself onto the ground after contact, you would hurt himself less.
I like where you're going.
But
I like that.
So I don't think they have... It's just unlucky for him. I don't think they can do it.
Here's the deal. The best player in this series is Kawhi Leonard right now.
Hands down.
Kawhi Leonard is just a god.
But I think unless they're putting Kawhi Leonard on Chris Paul, which I think...
Which they will some.
I don't think that's a good look for the Spurs for a whole series.
And he can also guard Blake Griffin. I'm telling you. Yeah. Yes. He will take the ball away from him.
He actually is the first non... center or forward to lead the league in defensive win shares.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Since
Scottie Pippen.
Just absurd.
Right, yeah. So you're talking about an all-time defensive player.
Also, when you're setting your DVRs for these games, understand if the Clippers get a lead, Hack of Jordan is coming.
Oh, yeah. Hard.
These games are going to be so long.
This is a grotesque coaching
match. The games that tip off in LA, they're going to be going to like 2 a.m. Eastern easy.
Is that your least watchable? What's our least watchable series?
Toronto, Washington.
Hawks, Nets, because it's on NBA TV and some people don't have that.
Not any Western Conference matchup. Every Western Conference matchup is interesting.
Keith, the Western Asperger's response.
Yeah. it's the West. It's all going to be great. I'm going to watch Cavs, Celtics,
every
and
game.
The West. That's
every it. Game at Beyond the Maybe. Edge. Best lesbian sports bar of all time.
John Fitz plug.
Oh, that's
John
a free Nashville plug. Yeah. Beyond the Edge.
I get hit on so much there. Yeah,
he looks like a lesbian woman.
So Portland and Memphis, our favorite team.
I'm going to stick with Matt Sullivan's power listener, Matt Sullivan's prediction.
Shout
Memphis in five. Always beat the balls off the floor.
I think the Blazers are terrible. They had a lot of early year luck, and now they're done. Wes Matthews is out, and you're going to have a terribly mismatched inside game with the Grizzlies that I think they just can't mess with. So
I think that
Grizz in five.
I think Grizzlies in six, but I need to see Tony Allen play, and I need to see Mike Conley play. Mike Conley described his injury, a foot injury, where it felt like he was stepping on a stone every time he put his foot down, and maybe had something to do with his plantar fascia. I've had that foot injury.
It's grueling.
You cannot play basketball through it. You are terrible because you can't move. Well, and you already
take cortisone shots.
This is a bad.
I have taken cortisone shots. And I'm telling you, like, it feels good for a while until you put your foot down hard or you land after a jump and you're like, ow. And then you realize all the
you don't jump in basketball.
All the pain is coming back. And we've noted all year that he's looked, not all year, but most of the year, his defense has been bad.
This is a banged up pillow fight.
Yeah.
Whomever wins this series is getting swept by the Warriors.
That being said, so I'm going to say Grizzlies in six, but oh man, I am nervous. All right. So let's go next. Let's go for real quick. We're going to wrap up. Who are we thinking makes it out of all these things? Can we jump back to the East? Who are your semifinal winners? Who do you think, who do you think's conference finals, and then who do you think's getting out?
Hawks, Cavs, finals, conference finals. Cavs go out, and then in the West, I will go Spurs, Warriors, and Spurs. Yeah, Spurs, Warriors, and I like the Warriors to win in seven. A very rough series.
Heath?
I'll go. All right. So I think it's going to be. I also think it's going to be. I think the Hawks have just the glorious path, easy path to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think the Cavs will face the Bulls and take the Bulls out almost no problem. But then, and I think the Hawks are going to lose in six to the Cavs. And then in the West, I think the Grizzlies are going to get overwhelmed by the Warriors. I do think there's an outside hope, much like Charles Barkley believes that jump shooting can't win you playoff games. There's an outside hope that all those
but they can get to the rim.
All those fringe guys tighten up, don't hit their shots. The Harrison Barneses, the Draymond Greens, even maybe Draymond Green is getting. This is all pure Grizzlies fan fiction fantasy.
This 40-1 gambling ticket you have purchased for Grizz to win it all.
I already spent the money,
has
John.
Eaten your mind
I already
like a
spent
worm.
The money. The idea that Draymond Green has gotten maybe too full of himself. They don't match up if they can get it to Z-Bo in the post against him. However, right now it doesn't look like there's any reason to think that the Grizzlies can put a fight up. So I think it's going to be Warrior Spurs. I'm going to say the amazing regular season ends. I'm taking the Spurs until they die. I'm sticking with them. I think they're going to win in six or seven, and then I think Spurs beat the Cavs.
I have
their first back to back
for their first ever back to back.
I have Warriors Spurs in the West, with the Spurs being the Warriors in six. I have Cavs. Oh, excuse me. Cavs Hawks in the East, with the Hawks winning in seven. I have Spurs over the Hawks, and I think the Spurs will beat the Hawks in five.
I don't think Adam Silver will be very, very angry if it's Spurs-Hawks final is a devastating result.
I think we're going to see a lot of that, Jerry Crawford.
That is a Spurs-Nets throwback.
So much.
No one watched that series. Tim Duncan almost had a quadruple-double in the NBA Finals, and no one saw it.
There you have it, fans. Useless predictions.
Useless predictions.
However, we did very well on our preseason picks. If you bet with us on your preseason picks overall, you were going to make money.
Get some.
But you would have made a lot of money.
You would have made a ton of money. So
Chidarsky.
I don't know. Let's see how this works. Well, at the end of the playoffs, come to an end at our year-end podcast and see how well we did on these predictions. But we'll see how they go.
All right, sounds good. We hope your favorite team is still playing. If they're playing the Grizzlies, we hope they lose.
Crack a beer, take your pants off, and watch the NBA playoffs.
All day Saturday and Sunday. Yeah.